This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, that was Mac Miller.
Very groovy.
2018, the year he left the world, but his music will remain. I like it. If you don't believe me how opposite Sia is, I just put a story up on my YouTube, on my Instagram account, which I've plugged for the second time in the show now, The Bounce.
Yeah.
You can go see the story there this year. Sia had a big night last night. But this is the time of year for big nights, right?
It is.
Wonderful time of the year.
And you forgot the waters.
I'll get
you
waters.
He hadn't really left yet, to be fair.
Well, we asked him for like one thing. Okay. We've got a new member for the second hour. 1, 2, 3, 4. And
just
that's
simple maths.
Siboniso.
Siboniso, yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Cool. Echo on the name. It's also very good. You mailed us. Okay, I'm just trying to get the reference point here. You mailed us not so long ago about how to get to work, what the best way would be.
Yes, I called in a few weeks ago.
Okay, a little bit closer to the microphone.
I just moved to Joburg.
Yes, I remember your story.
Yeah. So I'm happy to say that I've sorted that out.
Okay.
I've moved closer to work now, so I don't commute a lot. I just take one taxi and then I'm at work. So
nice.
My traveling problems have been resolved.
Well, that's a relief. That's a relief because Leanne was losing sleep about that one.
Yeah, I was really worried.
She took it to heart. But yeah, thanks for being here today. You know, you're just going to come chill out. Gareth's not here.
Yeah, I just wanted to come hang out with you guys. I've been, as I said in the email, I've been a long time listener. You know, I've been following the show. I listen every day religiously. As soon as I wake up, I listen every day. And so I just wanted to come hang out with you guys.
Well,
seeing things
very
aren't,
cool.
aren't as nice. Busy. It's the festive season.
It's nice to have you here. And you've worn black, which basically is this.
I wanted to blend in.
Everyone wears black.
I wanted to blend in.
So yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I realized this morning I'm kind of just becoming more and more like you. I've worn black four times this week.
This is why the beginning of this week, you told me something along the lines of your girlfriend actually even appreciates
Then Daniela was watching this video that I made. She's like, you know, you should wear black more often. You look much better in black.
Well, thank you.
It's your impact.
I didn't get the black memo today.
Yeah, that's because you don't wear a lot of black, Leanne. You like to wear colors. You like to wear variety.
Yeah, that's true.
So it matches your personality. Whereas with Sia, it's pretty much work hard, play hard, puzzle hard, get to work somehow.
I knew you were sort of going down that line, which you don't need to go down.
The beauty of his outfits.
Look how puzzled he is.
Is that he's probably wearing what he was last night. We wouldn't know.
But that's the thing. That's why Sia wears black, because he can come straight from the drawer and no one knows.
So what do you mean? You can relate?
No, I went out last night.
Oh.
With a few friends. But I'm still young, so...
Your recovery times better.
Have we spoken about Casper De Vries this week?
Yes, we did roughly yesterday.
Yes,
but has he sent in a voice clip or?
He says he's not ready to speak just yet, and more so because we wanted to call him yesterday. He says that he actually wants to come into the studio and explain what happened.
Okay, I missed out. Give me a little summary.
Casper had a combination of sleeping pills and vodka. This is probably 3 days ago.
Which is just so Casper.
And the combination of that led him to wake up, and he was in London, of all places. And he woke up on one of the streets. His dog was missing for a time. He was on the street naked.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he was bloodied and bruised.
Yeah. So, obviously, when you see, you know, in the violent society that we live in, you see someone like this, you think, oh, shit, was he mugged? Whatever. No. Casper just passed the fuck out, basically.
Oh my goodness me.
But also not the best of combinations, sleeping pills and clean
sleeping
vodka.
Sleeping pills and anything.
Well, do you know that the Sky Vodka, basically, because he said I had Sky Vodka, they sent him a care package yesterday.
Really?
No
ways.
Of what, more vodka?
Well,
who knows?
Okay, so the actual post, like Casper, to his credit, because he's got a sense of humor, he put the pictures of himself looking completely fucked up. He put pictures on his Instagram account, and he said, never drink sleeping pills and then wash it down with clean Sky vodka.
So this is what...
That picture looks very bad.
Yeah. Like, and this is what I thought, though. I thought it was all like a new production he's part of, because what got me was he said something along the lines of he was wearing a brace that his character often wears, one of his characters often wears. So I thought, oh no, he's pre-production, something else, because it's a bedazzled brace and it's full of glitter. And I thought, no, he's okay. He's just shooting something new. And, oh, Leanne as well, Deep Fried Man, the comedian, was the one who found him.
Has he commented at all about...
So shocked.
Casper.
Has he spoken about it?
Yeah, Casper will speak to us next week, he says, hopefully, when he's all good, because right now he's still piecing the pieces of the puzzle together. Yeah.
But how about this? Mess. How about this in the comments, eh? So Casper puts this thing out there. And Louise DeWitt. Well, this is what Louise has to say. I do not feel sorry for him. It's his own fault. Clay for your devil cunt.
Oh. You?
Oh my gosh. So judgmental.
This is amazing. Because a lot of like really staunch kind of Afrikaans Christian people don't like Casper.
Yeah, they don't like him and what he represents.
He's an atheist homosexual gentleman. So that's not part of the script. All right, Louise. Merry Christmas.
This is really not the time to judge, Louise.
Did he post a picture of the care package you got from Sky Vodka?
I think he did. I don't have it though.
You should bring it to the show when he comes next.
It'd be pretty funny. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So there's been maybe this is just me that cares about this, but I'm going with it anyway. Rick and Morty, one of the greatest TV shows created in, however, animated. I mean, it's fantastic. But it's been a year and a half since we've seen the last episode. So one of the characters from Rick and Morty came out and had a bit of a almost like a spoiler. Mr. Poo Poo Head, real name.
Oh,
basically
okay.
Saying, you know, he was going on about the fact that it's been a long time, but you know, we might see some more episodes come out when Santa comes out. So maybe this Christmas, season 4, Rick and Morty is going to start. Now, this show is just so crazy. It's like a little sneak peek of, like, if you haven't got into it as much as we have, this show is just nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Hit show where it pits a man.
So they have, okay, so there's obviously the main characters, and then there's all these other different sort of segments they have. So here's just a random thing they put up about a man trying to fight a car.
The newest hit show where it pits a man versus a car. On tonight's episode, Michael Jenkins fights a regular old car. Here we go. He's pushing his way through. He's trying to fight that car, but the car seems to have the upper hand. Oh, he's got a little bit of pushback there. Oh, no. He just got ran over and chewed up by the tires. I guess that's another one for the cars. I mean, wouldn't the cars always win?
It's like classic Adult Swim comedy.
Samantha, I need to know that you understand that I have a couple of eye holes. I do. I do understand about your eye holes. Here, look at my eye holes. Oh my God. Yeah. You have 8 eye holes. Oh, I'm looking through your eye holes. Yes, look through my eye holes. Oh. I'm the eye hole man. I'm the only one that's allowed to have eye holes. Get up out of here with my eye holes.
Eye holes. Get them today. IKEA.
You gotta be careful, Morty. If that guy catches you with the box of his eye holes, he comes bursting in through a window and just starts kicking the shit out of you. But it's worth the risk. They melt in your mouth, Morty. They're delicious.
Dad, I can't believe you're explaining alien cereal. We're worried about Jerry.
Well,
you're
intergalactic travel and comedy, hopefully coming back this Christmas. If you haven't got into it, maybe this is a good time at the festive season to get into Rick and Morty. Watch all the episodes. I think it's on Netflix.
It's funny because I recently watched one. Remember, I'm not sure if you're going to remember the one where he built a multiverse of people and he made them power his car engine.
Yeah, that was what an incredible episode.
Yeah, I watched
and,
that
and then,
one
and then they all kind of got onto
and
what was happening.
They all got into what's happening and they created their own multiverse to create for people to power their generating systems. And then it just like spiraled into this crazy thing.
But there's so many different episodes. Like the Pickle Rick episode was just crazy where Rick turned into a pickle so he could just fight everybody.
Pickle Rick.
And he just massacred a whole bunch of rats as like this super scientist samurai person. Oh, I'm actually going to start watching these things again. They're just that good.
It looks completely bizarre.
There was a story, we kind of touched upon this when it actually happened back in 2015. I know, what a throwback, huh? Olivia Jackson, she was a stunt woman, and she was on the set of Resident Evil, and she lost an arm.
Cheapest.
Like she was in a massive accident. Obviously, science is a risky business.
I hope she got a good payday out of it.
Well, see, that's where we are now. So all of this happened. I mean, if you Google Olivia Jackson, and she refers to herself as the one-armed bandit now, but she had another... Well, yeah, I mean,
that's not funny, but like, oh, you don't, God. Olivia, you don't have to nickname yourself like that.
Well, she now looks like, I mean, sound crass here, but she now looks like a character from Resident Evil.
She
mean,
looks a bit gaunt as well. Hey?
Well, she's been through a bit of a trauma, Leah.
Oh.
Oh, no.
She's not living her best life.
Look very happy.
Give the woman a break. She's got one arm. So she is now, she's suing. She's suing for basically 39 million rand. Various parties. So it happened here in Johannesburg where they were filming, and she is looking to sue. She can get a big payday. I can't think there's a big demand for one arm stunt woman. And that's not me trying to be funny. I mean, her livelihood has been taken away here from this accident. How it happened, am I entirely sure? You know, that's what they're going to get to the bottom of in a lawsuit like this. But just imagine that you got one arm now as a stunt person. Is 39 million rand enough?
Yeah, I'm trying to do a bit of the math. So if I go 39 divided by roughly 13, which is the exchange for America, that's only $3 million for losing your arm, and you aren't able to perform stunts for the rest of your career. Girl, you need a better lawyer.
Because it effectively, like, he has taken away from her ability to earn a living.
Everything.
Guys, the trauma.
Yeah.
Imagine having one arm.
Yeah, I'd go loss of earnings, trauma. I'd say something emotional. I'm not dealing with it emotionally. A good payday, 39 million rands, isn't a lot.
Well, and now I guess, you know, wish you all the best with that.
And now you're calling yourself, what is it, one-armed bandit? No, not at all. Well, speaking with some bizarre stories as well, do you remember Dylan Roth? He is...
Rings a bell.
No.
The name rings a bell.
Shooter who went into a church in South Carolina a few months ago and went in and he shot people in the church. Well, he has quite a bit of a very odd following that is still continuing now. He has a lot of fans who are after him. So, you know, this whole paranoia and this idea of people being fascinated with people in prison is a genuine thing. Because now, Dylan, by the way, is 20 years old, and there is a third person who has been arrested in less than 1 week in particular, who firstly is obsessed with Dylan, and more than that, now his fans are trying to continue his legacy of killing more people.
What the hell?
So third person in 1 week has been threatening mass killings in the name of who they absolutely admire, and that's Dylan. And the fan now is 20-year-old Dakota Reed, and he was arrested at his mother's home, and according to various social media posts and also YouTube videos that they were posting, saying that Dylan is incredible, white supremacy is the way to go. They also pledged allegiance to the Ku Klux Klan, and this is on multiple posts that they were going along the lines of. And like, for me, my takeaway from this is, are we able to get in any way and prevent things like these from happening? So he has like fan clubs, he has people who admire him, he has people who post about admiration. So yes, Dylan got his time, rightfully so, and authorities were able to step in. But what do we do about people who praise him? Because technically and criminally, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Until they actually go ahead
if
and
they
kill
act
people,
on it, yes, it might count as hate speech to a certain extent. But if I say Dylan was amazing and what he did was great, and you know, white supremacy for the win, if it's not hate speech, can you really act on it? And to see that there are many, many fans, many people who support him and believe what he did was great, what do you exactly do?
It's a tough one because, you know, we're dealing with hate speech issues in this country right now. Please, from your law perspective, chime in whenever you would like.
Yes.
It.
Oh, yes, please. According to authorities, what is it you say?
But it's like, you know, we never want to get to the stage where there's this like thought police going around and that people are being held in prison because they think a certain way.
Mm.
You know, we've had this conversation so many times in this show. But at the same time, you can't help but having a genuine kind of worry about people are bringing themselves closer to just acting like complete and utter dickbags. And that's a huge worry.
I mean, it really is. As far as I'm concerned, cult following is not necessarily a crime. So I don't think there's actually anything that we can do necessarily. I mean, people go out and, I mean, from history, there's been massive cult followings, and people have been praising these people. People have been, you know, following, like admiring these people.
Mm.
But I think the danger is, what do we do if these people actually take it a step further and actually commit these crimes from that were committed by the people that they're following, you know, until it gets to that point. Unfortunately, there's nothing I think we can do in a criminal way.
No, you're right.
You can't criminalize thoughts.
Because we've always got to get back to a rule of law in life. Okay. Mm. So the whole facts, feelings, debate, all that kind of stuff. We've got to get back to what's legal, what's not legal, ethical and what's not ethical. That's a conversation. That's not an implication of how things work.
Mm.
So, I mean, people can then argue and say, like, well, you listen to death metal, so you're clearly going to go and murder cows and stuff. You know, there's like a link, perhaps, sort of like lyrics of a certain song, but it's not actually a link. So it's worrying.
Yeah.
It's also just a result of kids not playing sport, let's be honest.
Okay. Let's go with that. Just for some odd reason. But honestly, you talk about...
So yeah, and you go to the fan club of this Dylan person and you tell me how many of them are athletes.
Okay. I don't think that's your...
Gotta go zero.
I don't think any of them play baseball. Let's just say that.
Well, any sport. So therefore, I'm the authority in this matter. Unless you've got facts, they're going to disprove what I'm going to say.
Okay. So you actually talk about until they do something a step further. So this particular woman was the third in a string of arrests around this. The first person was a 23-year-old woman from Ohio in the United States. And she was arrested last week, Saturday, after purchasing black powder and screws because she made her intentions very clear that she was planning on making a bomb. So her name is Elizabeth Lacron, and she was charged with transportation of explosives and explosive material for the purpose of harming others. And she, Elizabeth, was already for months on end sending Dylan letters in prison, was kudoing him on what he was doing, and she stated that she had been involved in a plan to commit an upscale mass murder, as she called it. So this is what she was planning on doing with the bomb. And
you say 20 years old?
23.
That's just
she
bad.
Was 23.
It's bad parenting.
And already she was expressing a desire to conduct some of these violent acts.
I think we should talk about something more exciting.
Leanne, you know what?
Lift
and
the
good.
Thanks, Leanne.
Stop right there. Please. In the first hour, if you didn't catch it, we went on Google's top everything for the year, okay? So we had a lot of messages about that. I'm sorry I didn't get to them. Leanne, you know what also is very much part of the whole internet is porn.
Yes.
And along with Kelly, who messaged in here, just scanning the messages, she says, how is the top search not free porn? There was no porn searches in the top 10. So let's rather look at what Pornhub's got to say, right?
Yeah, it's because people are going to Pornhub.
There's the real internet people.
Yep, they've revealed the countries which spend the longest amount of time watching.
Whoa.
Gotcha. The longest amount of time watching porn in the world. Do you think South Africa featured on the list?
Definitely. With the progress we are making with bandwidth in this country, I reckon we're an up and coming. I reckon we're an up and coming nation.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So in 10th place, we've got Netherlands.
Ooh.
An average of 10 minutes and 8 seconds.
That's high Rob. High Rob's.
9th place, Argentina. And let me tell you, South Africa is in the top 10, so we'll get there.
Oh,
yes.
Told you.
Now, does the average go smaller or larger as you go up the list? So 10 minutes for Netherlands.
Basically, in the top 10, 9 of them are 10 minutes and a few seconds, and the highest is 13 minutes, 50 seconds. So it jumps. There's a jump there.
Wow.
Quite
a stretch.
I have to keep counting. 9th place, Argentina. 8th place, France. 7th place, United Kingdom. 6th place, Canada.
Wow.
4th, Ukraine. Third, United States. Second, South Africa.
No.
What?
That's outrageous.
No.
10 minutes and 57 seconds. Only beaten by the Philippines at 13 minutes
and 50
seconds.
So the Philippines just, I mean, that's a big jump if you look at the average.
It is. But, I mean, 30% is it more? Maybe slower, you know, mother buffering or... I don't know.
We are the second in the highest world audience for porn.
Wow.
In the world.
And we complain about data prices being too high meanwhile.
People got the priorities, hey? Not like,
okay, so it does say time on site can reflect many factors, including the speed of broadband and mobile internet bandwidth available in different regions.
Visitors. Yes, okay, so Philippines are pixelating their images, basically.
Yes. I think that's the problem, because if you look at the top 20 countries by traffic, United States is first by a mile.
Yeah, so an actual like megabytes of porn that are being kind of pulled through.
Consumed, yeah.
You would think, because also just sheer amount of people.
Well, I think that's just depressing that our internet's still so slow.
A lot of guys.
But also interesting would be what categories of porn are people watching?
They also have, I mean, the Pornhub's year in review is up there with Google's.
Because you get the weirdest kind of
categories
that you didn't even think that they existed.
Okay, well, let's actually go into Pornhub right now, pornhub.com.
Okay, so.
And let's just look what their front page has.
Live on the show.
Step siblings complete over cock.
I don't get that family stuff. I'm sorry. It's very weird.
Okay, erotic massage. Santa's having a go there.
Really?
A lot of stepsister.
I don't like that.
Sister loves me, my stepsister. This is like an absolute genre here. Rough and passionate sex finished with heavy facial. Oh, sorry, that's not a spa reference.
No, it's a different kind of facial.
Stepmoms. There's quite a lot of stepmoms up here.
It's a lot of incestuous stuff going on.
Black belt by best friend mom. Stepmom, fuck her son in the ass.
Maybe it's picking up on things that you've watched in the past, Ben.
I think so.
Someone else have a watch. Someone else have a watch then. This is my generic Pornhub.com thing here. Oh, there's a Brazilian hot orgy here. That looks a bit more interesting.
So can you guess which day of the year?
Oh, you got to listen. Sorry. Big muscular guy ball busted by little girl.
Oh, no. Which day of the year did porn consumption drop by a whopping 14%.
Royal wedding.
No, it's an event that happens every year. It's a holiday.
And Thanksgiving?
No, on Holy Sunday, the Sunday just before Easter.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, it's to be expected.
Wow, what else have you got there, Ben?
I don't know, Leanne. This is way more than I bargained for this time of day. Oh, okay. I'm not going to mention those words. So that's, yeah, okay. Well, Pornhub categories, there's always a thing around that.
Okay, I think it does generate according to what you've watched, because my home screen is completely different to what you were saying, Ben.
Ooh, Ben, you've been outed.
Guys, there were like three stepmother things in the whole thing.
I just don't want to type it in, because then I'm going to get porn adverts on everything that I've...
Outed. Whatever.
And I have to use my computer a lot in front of clients. So I really just going to leave that one alone.
And those things are very weird, because they pop up and they keep flashing like that.
No, it's horrible.
And then, yeah.
No, tickets.
Wow, actually, you know what? There's this whole, we can't get into this. This is going to take all day. But there's an entire thing, 2018 year in review. It goes by country. It talks about the fact that it's like, there's Italian swingers. There's the midterm election insights. What Switzerland are doing. This is amazing. Like, this Pornhub is probably one of the biggest tech companies in the world when you think of what they go about.
And you know, recently this other they banned pornography.
Who did?
Iran. It escapes me right now, but it's one of those sort of like a Pinteresty kind of websites.
Okay, like a social media platform.
Yeah, people were using it for porn a lot. So they came out recently and they said that they're no longer permitting pornography on their websites. And the Pornhub Twitter account tweeted and said, "We welcome you with open arms. Come to us." And you apparently can even curate art now on Pornhub.
Yeah.
You can have different pages where it's just for art or for photography, or whether it's actually just porn. So they are probably one of the biggest tech companies in the world.
No, but it's like this Halloween insights around porn use and around Halloween. When YouTube went down this year, so they experienced October 16th between 9:30 p.m. and 10:45 p.m., Pornhub's traffic surged by 21%.
Hmm.
Now, it's already huge, right? You add 21% for that. But, like, you know, you can get the layers from Fortnite. And, like, every single trend, that's what they've got here. Romania. What's happening in Romania, porn-wise, you ask? Well, the average user is 9 minutes and 57 seconds.
Tumblr.
Which is 19 seconds less than the world average. So the world average, Leanne,
yeah,
is actually over 10 minutes.
Hmm.
Sure.
Top searches in Romania is Romania.
Okay.
They go to Pornhub and they just type in Romania.
And they're likely to come up with something good.
Very patriotic.
Then they type in Romanian. Then they type in lesbian. Then they go for stepmom. Then they go for hentai MILF stepsister. Big ass. Touch my body challenge. Teen gangbang. Anal massage. Romanian amateurs. Big tits.
I wonder why this incestuous stuff is so famous.
Well, don't look at me. This isn't my vibe.
It did come up on your page.
Yes, it was actually the section there.
I mean, worldwide.
There's
though,
a whole
worldwide.
There's a whole section that I was reading about section by section. Bigfoot erotica. This is a thing. Seriously, Bigfoot erotica is actually a thing.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
As in Bigfoot as in the Yeti or big feet. Yeah.
As in people with big feet using that.
Don't know, guys. I don't watch it on the porn. Okay, so here are actual South Africa's stats around this. How long do they last? 7.5 page views per visit. 10 minutes 35. Most popular time, 10 p.m. till 12 p.m.
Oh, at night.
Sorry, 12 a.m. Least popular time, 3 a.m. till 5 a.m. is the least popular time for porn. Tuesday is the most popular day for porn in South Africa.
Mm.
Sunday, the least popular, going back to the church thing. January is the biggest month. July is the least popular of all the months.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Tuesday.
Hey? Yeah. Tuesday is the big porn day.
Wow, who knew?
I would have thought Monday or Friday.
Okay, so which province has the most? Gauteng. They 10 minutes 33. Western Cape, 10 minutes 26. KwaZulu-Natal, 10 minutes 27. Eastern Cape, 10 minutes... Oh, no, so this is actually not in order. The Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape has the most porn usage of all South Africans. They take it right there.
Goodness. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape.
At least they're doing something.
Tough times, Eastern Cape. Most porn. Wow. There was a 22% drop in porn usage at Nelson Mandela's funeral. Oh, this goes on forever and ever.
So, literally the absolute opposite and the cleanest news is that cleaning influencers are Instagram's newest sensation.
Cleaning influencers.
So they're actually people. They're cleaning gurus. Yeah. They make serious money out of domestic drudgery and celebrate it all on social media. So,
but like a while ago, there was these two burly English women would rock up to your house and they would clean it and tell you, yes, what a filthy pig you are.
Exactly. That show, I can remember.
How Clean Is Your House?
It'll come. Yes, that's it.
Literally was a show called How Clean Is Your House?
Yeah.
Didn't also some time ago in the show speak about that guy that was changing the cleaning game. He was turning it into a fitness craze. You remember that story?
That guy.
Yeah, he was turning it into a fitness craze. So what he'd do is he would say, on average, it would take maybe about an hour or two for one person to clean up your whole house.
Yeah.
So now what he does is he'd hire 15 people and he'd say, we can clean your house. You can just go out and grab a coffee or somewhere, and then within 15 minutes you'll come back and your house is clean. And he was selling this as a new way to get fit. So he'd get people who are trying to lose weight and move furniture around and clean people's houses, and he was making money that way.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Super smart. But well, yeah.
Yeah, all these Instagram cleaners are making waves, either cleaning their own houses or going into other people's houses and cleaning. There was also a show, I'm trying to remember now. Oh, yes. Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners.
Oh, right.
With these people who've really taken it too far. They spend like 5 hours a day cleaning their own homes. House. Yeah.
And they'd wake up the following day and do it again.
Yeah. And they get, as part of an experiment, shipped off to houses in England which are absolutely atrocious. The one episode which stuck in my mind was this old castle that this woman lived in by herself. And she looked like 100 in the shade. she hadn't bathed in, I think, 60 years.
What?
The linen in the castle had never, ever, ever been washed. She didn't actually have baths in her house.
Oh, even the mites had moved out.
Yeah. And these poor obsessive compulsive cleaners arrive on the doorstep and they're meant to stay there and for a few days and live like that, where they're literally rats between the sheets.
I'm sure that would kill somebody who's an obsessive.
Well, they couldn't stay there. They actually physically couldn't. They were like physically ill.
But that's the whole thing about these cleaning shows, was the people, they're sort of uncovered.
There's a lot of dust throughout the flat. There's a lot of grease in the kitchen. It must be 24 years since the flat was thoroughly cleaned. And I think it shows. If I had to choose between cleaning and doing a crossword, it would have to be the crossword every time.
It's the most disgusting thing I've seen all day.
And the worst part of all of this on all of these shows is when they open the fridge.
Yeah. Oh. Well, obviously, and the toilets are an absolute mess. But can you imagine going that long without having a thorough cleaning?
No, I can't. It's just...
You've lost the ability to human, if that's your vibe. And how good would this woman be at crosswording if she's crosswording so much? Because she ain't doing any cleaning.
There's some clips that I like to watch on YouTube. They're like these... what do you call it when you film something but then you speed it up?
Time lapse.
Thank you. Time lapses of people cleaning up messy spaces. It's like quite satisfying to watch something like that. You know, some people watch pimple popping. I like to watch.
No, it's nice. Yeah. It's therapeutic, Leanne.
Yes,
it's therapeutic. George, you with us?
Yes, I am. How's it been? How's it, Leanne?
George, hang on a second. I just need to turn this.
We need to turn you up a bit.
Turn this up a bit. Damn, I've done the wrong thing here. There we go.
Is that better?
George, yes. How about that?
There we go.
So, George, I want to start off, as always, we bring the latest of all things happening in cars and motoring. Are the rumors true that Tesla's going to be here this time next year?
George?
There we go. I can hear you now.
Okay. George, I saw this week that Tesla might be in the country like this time next year. Is there any sort of truth in those rumors?
Well, I mean, it comes from two credible news sources. So, I'm cautiously, optimistically hoping that it's true. Business Insider website is usually, you know, pretty credible, and I think I also saw it on BuzzFeed. So the news sources seem credible. So but you never know. Elon Musk is a bit of a hothead at the moment, and I don't know if he's saying things on weed or not.
Yeah, that's a good point. But then again, like, he's built up such a lot of such a brand sort of value and such a lot of hype around this. He can definitely come in and probably sell like 100 units, not without much difficulty, would he?
Yeah. No, he definitely can. So yeah, I'm hoping, because I probably will be one of his first 50 customers.
Yeah, well, you've always said it, George. So therefore, we'll always have it on record. You said, if I'm going to go electric, I want to wait for Tesla to do it.
Yeah, I can't wait for the iPads, which we should see within the next 12 to 18 months as well. So if the iPads comes, that's an awesome car as well. In terms of electric.
If you don't know what the iPace is, Leanne, it's going to be Jaguar's big.
Oh, that's right. I thought he said iPad, and I was like, George, we've had iPad for quite a while.
George, I was also scrunching my shoulders going, what?
And you can't drive them.
Trust me.
Well, some people think they can drive their iPads, but it's not that easy.
Oh. So what else is happening, George, apart from the electric revelations?
Well, I mean, everybody's winding down for the year. I think, in terms of the Auto Trader South African Car of the Year competition, we're now anxiously waiting for March to roll around so that we can start doing the tests on the cars. And, the seven brands involved are pretty excited. And we're going to have a big bash in April when that car is revealed. So I think, in terms of... news, there's not much this week, and everyone's going on holiday.
and all go on holiday, and the petrol price is going to remain solid throughout the whole month, right?
Well, apparently. So, you know, I mean, it came down by a meager couple of cents 2 weeks ago. And it usually only changes on the first Tuesday of every month. So if it changed for December, it'll only change on the first Tuesday of January again. So hopefully everybody's back and they've got the benefit of that petrol price reduction.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, it's just holiday season.
All right. What have you got planned? Are you going on a road trip somewhere?
At the moment, actually, I'm in the middle of the Free State. That's why I said to Bongi that I don't know about the signal here. I'm visiting my parents. My parents run a drug rehab in the middle of the Free State.
Oh, wow.
I'm visiting them for one night, and then we're driving down to Mikiesfontein. I don't know if you've ever heard of Mikiesfontein.
Yeah.
George, I'm actually staying there on the 20th, yeah.
Wait, are you being facetious or not?
No, I'm doing a road trip. I'm going to Khalib Dam, and then we're staying at the hotel in Mikiesfontein.
Are you staying at the Lord Milner?
Yeah, I've been there before. Okay, I'll be there next week.
They do like a ghost story evening there.
Yeah. Mikiesfontein.
At some stage in your
life,
it's
like 3 hours out of Cape Town, I think.
No, it's about five or four. Look, it's on the way down. See, you have to see this place.
It's also on the way up, Ben.
It's also on the way up. Yeah. Very well spotted, yeah.
Mikiesfontein. Do they know that Madiba has been president and he's now passed away? And we're
frozen in time, this little town.
Yeah. I never think.
It's a piece of history, basically. Yeah. It's a functioning piece of history.
Thank you very much. I'll pass.
Yeah.
it's a
very eerie hotel. If you've ever been there before, I've never stayed there, but I've always been up past there. You know, stopped and had a cup of coffee, and it's all railway stop.
That's beautiful.
So it's still operational, and it's got a museum. And you can have you been there before, Ben?
Yeah, I stopped by literally for a drink on the way down last year.
Okay.
And there's an amazing car museum there as well, which I spent about an hour in. They have bars too.
I can vouch for the bars.
Oh,
and
I
actually slept there. I was married at the time. And we had just had an evening of ghost stories. No, I didn't sleep at the bar. Slept in bed. But
checked into the
bar. I did not sleep well after the ghost stories.
Well, obviously it's ghost stories.
Where they tell you on this staircase, this ghost appears every few minutes.
Don't want to play around with that. I'm actually Googling Mikiesfontein right now. And as you autocomplete, it goes Mikiesfontein ghost. And then Mikiesfontein Hotel. I'll give a little pass to this.
We'll get the review from Hugh.
Before we get into any more of Sia's hysteria, somebody did actually want to like ask you before the year's out. How do car sales differ like going into December? Do people really always historically hold it off until Jan, or is that just a bit of a consumer myth?
No, it's actually not a consumer myth. People do hold it off for December. As Auto Trader, we do a very different marketing campaign for December versus any other time in the year because of consumer behavior. So it's not a myth. They do hold off. You know, secondhand cars, you'll probably see a drop in price in secondhand cars as we cross the cusp of the year. So you know, if you're thinking about a secondhand car, just hold off for a little bit. You know, January, early February, you're gonna get the same car for a slightly reduced price because the year model's perceptually older, and I think that's the thing with secondhand cars. With new cars, you know, you register the car in the new year, which means that it becomes a 2019 model, but that's also a little bit of a ruse because it's not technically a 2019 model, but first year of registration gets listed as 2019.
Oh, well, very good, George. Well, enjoy. I take it your leave has kind of started now, so you're going to be going down there, experiencing all these great places. Do check in with Sia that you do survive Mikiesfontein. I'll have to do the same.
And the ghosts.
And, safe travels.
Thanks very much. And, you know, thanks for this year, Ben and Leanne and Sia. It's been awesome. I can't wait to carry on in 2019. And I'll text you tomorrow night, Ben, if I can take a selfie with a ghost.
Yeah, please do. It'll make Sia's day. All right, George, it's been great having you, as always, on a Friday. I look forward to more incredible car stuff in 2019. All the best.
Great stuff. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, I'm going to Mikey's Fontaine. I'm excited about this.
Well, it's such a cool little town,
it's
man.
It's such a cool little town.
Really, and you know what it's good for as well is if every year we used to travel from Cape Town to Joburg on New Year's Day, which was a tough one. So you do your first bit from Cape Town to Mikey's Fontaine on New Year's Day.
It's Mikey's Fontaine on the up.
Yes, because it also goes also on the way up. Yeah. It's not only on the way down. You see it from both sides.
I really thought you guys were joking and being facetious.
No.
I've never in all of my years heard of Mikey's Fontaine.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, the history of the place is fascinating.
Gerib Dam.
Gerib Dam is great. A bit
but further
up.
The history of Mikey's Fontaine and the Scottish guy that basically built it, how it was like this thriving metropolis basically based on this little railway line. So the railway line came in. This guy had an idea of like just being a great stop between Joburg and Cape Town. And those days, rail travel was the thing. So he had like a kitchen. I mean, he was a proper Scot. He was tight as they could be. So
this is James Douglas Logan.
That's him.
Of all play.
Yeah. People. So he would serve soup, particularly hot. So much so that by the time your train was ready to go, it was too hot to drink. And then he just basically gave the same soup to the next people. He was that kind of guy. But he became really good mates with Cecil John Rhodes. And then obviously they were broing hard. And Cecil John Rhodes owned most things.
Excuse me, they were what? They were broing.
They were broing so hard.
They were broing so hard.
And then, and then to get further favor with the monarchy and the further favor with colonialist supremos, he built a cricket pitch in Mikey's Fontaine. And he even hosted the English cricket team.
Oh, wow.
When you go to Mikey's Fontaine, there's a cricket pitch there.
So how long are you spending there?
Just one night.
Just one night.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you stay any longer, you might get a bit bored. You know, you've got to go to
a
place.
Yeah, no, there's not much.
Get the most out of it.
You don't want to spend a lot of time there.
But it's it's a fascinating little place, and it's an actual heritage site. And the Lord Milner Hotel is pretty fancy. There's a double-decker bus that still drives, a proper London double-decker bus.
Yes.
You can go into that. There's two museums. There's a cook store.
They've got the hotel. You walk into this one room and they've got like mannequins all dressed up and weird.
I will not be going to that room.
And a piano, a piano that starts by itself and plays by itself.
Miss
while you're in there.
So it's a bit like Westworld
at night. So it's well balanced.
So basically, it's a bit like Westworld.
Yeah,
it sounds like an episode out of Westworld. Yeah,
it's a creaky floorboard. So I'm so excited for this.
I remember we were speaking about Kirk Douglas and that he had turned 102.
103, isn't it?
No,
102. Yeah.
Huh?
This past weekend.
He wasn't as prolific as this woman, though. This woman in Australia spent her 102nd birthday skydiving and as such became the world's oldest person ever to skydive.
What a show off.
She started skydiving when she was 100.
I bet she's obnoxious.
Wow.
No, man, shame. Her name's Irene O'Shea. She started skydiving, as mentioned, at 100 and then did it again at 101 and now 102. This year she did it for charity, for the awareness of motor neuron disease, which her daughter died from
ALS
at the age of 67. But yeah, she's bundled together with her instructor. It was obviously like a tandem jump, but she kind of looks like a corpse attached to him.
That skin's gonna flap.
Let's just call it what it is.
Exactly. So if you watch the video, you'll see that she's been bound almost like in a straitjacket, because if she had to put her arm out and endure the flapping of the wind, her
She'd
arm
break.
Would just fall off or ripped out of its socket.
Oh God!
So it's quite a big thing. She's wearing a lot of like protective gear, but she was very, very happy to do it. There were lots of people seeing her off, and more people who are were there when she landed.
Seeing her off. Like she's gone.
She said, possibly I'll jump next year, and if I live long enough, I'll jump at 105.
Well, at some stage, they're just going to jump, and she's just going to
disappear.
But she's going to die, and they just
she's just going to evaporate.
Well, talk about though living a very full life, because what else do you do at 102? And like
knit.
Really
sit home and knit.
And you jump out of planes, evidently.
No.
But you know, to live a life like that, geez.
Mm.
Well, everyone's got a life, sir.
I still want to skydive.
Oh?
I've bungee jumped before.
Which one?
At the Soweto Towers.
Yeah,
that's a hectic.
That's training wheels.
I still want to do Moses Mabhida.
That's cool. I've done
Haven't
that
you
one.
Done Moses Mabhida before? Or I did. You chickened out?
I did, you and I regret it still. After doing it.
I still want to do Moses Mabhida, and I still
You're
going to
be so fun as you get older, huh? No, won't go to Mikey's Fontaine to regret bungee jumping.
It was interesting, actually, last night, I was talking about what pushing yourself out of your comfort zone does. And a lot of people were saying, you know, like the people who are doing the Ironman next year, and they're really challenging themselves. I'm not a person who... It's not that I don't push myself out of my comfort zone. I don't get anything out of it. So a lot of people feel accomplished. They feel like they've checked something off. That's so great and grand. I'm like, no, don't like it. After the bungee jump, really, and I was jumping off in Durban, and so many people saying, oh, this is the best thing ever. I feel so great. And I go,
so it's not like liberating.
I don't mind roller coasters and rides like that.
It isn't to me. I don't like any of that.
I did started doing a bridge jump where you had to just let go of the railing and fall back and then swing under the bridge.
Now, humanly.
And I couldn't let go. No. So he said, all right, we'll get you back over the railing. But he said, the whole time he was saying to me, this is the really dangerous part. This is when most accidents happen.
What?
Is when people are coming back up over the railing.
You gotta jump.
He's like, just jump.
Yeah, I couldn't though. My hands would not physically open. Ben, let go.
How old were you when you did your bungee jump?
18. I've got a video of it on my YouTube channel.
Okay. I did also Oribe Gorge.
Okay.
Yeah. I've done Oribe Gorge as well. So maybe next year I'm going to do skydiving somewhere. Here in Joburg.
All right. Well, on those amazing words, I am going to be on a podcast today with Dory, and we're talking about the 80s. I'm not talking about the 80s. It's the 80s hit classic podcast of the year. It's here on Cliff Central. We're going to be talking about Wham and all kinds of other things, and they'll be played out over Christmas time. Exactly. So everyone can get into the festive cheer with Dory's amazing 80s power podcast.
That is so cool.
I'm going to be on it. Christmas, it's all yours.
Talking about upcoming podcasts, we had decided yesterday after the show, Gareth and I, that we will air Gareth's interview with Taraji P. Henson next week, Tuesday. So the Empire Star, she's in the country, and Gareth got to interview her for
the Cookie.
Yes, Cookie Lion.
Uh-huh. Real name Cookie Lion.
Real name.
Character's name Cookie Lion, Taraji P. Henson. She's been nominated for an Oscar, and we have an awesome video that will also air at the same time with the podcast on Tuesday. So podcast and interview of Taraji P. Henson with Gareth coming out on Tuesday next week.
Interesting.
Well, you know what the rest, the only way to end this week right now, Sia, you know what it is?
Let me guess. Wham?
No.
Oh.
Going to do Wham and Dory's podcast now. It is obviously we have to play.
What is?
We're going to play Ashley Simpson. Did not see that coming, did you?
Happy Friday.
You did not see that coming. Somebody said, thanks for joining us. Leanne, thanks for being here as always. Sia, thanks for staying awake. And Gareth will be back on Tuesday with the rest of the team. And that is this week on cliffcentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.